Welcome to Season 6, Episode 4. Back of Hunter Logan, I'm Mike. I'm Hunter Logan, of course. Last episode, we were talking about the Inspirational Country Music Association and some of the work that I was working with them together and some of the things that we were planning on doing with them in conjunction with HLE Radio. And in July, they came down for 4 days and we had a meeting over a 4 day period here at the radio station, which I thought was really good. Talked about Oktoberfest, which we had. Tell you a little bit about that coming up. And also for their talent showdown coming in April of 2023. And a few other things. Actually, we discussed a myriad of things. And we'll have some more meetings on those as we continue. I'm really excited about their commitment and what they're wanting to do. Also, July, we had an evening in the country. That's what we called it, an evening in the country. Concert at the Strand Theater. It was myself opening up for Nathan Areno. It was a great concert. Went well. Well attended. It was great to do that. We had a great time. We also had some guests come in and co-host with me. Steve Robertson co-hosted 2 days with me that month in July. What a blast that was. Then newcomer to HLE Radio, Ben Myers. He was a guest co-host. And then Del Nora. And she was on her way to Texas to film the video for Man in the Well, for Man at the Well, with the actual cast of The Chosen. Man, what a blessing that was. It was a blessing to spend time with her family, because her whole family was here and they stayed the day. And we visited and had fun, took them to pet the alligators. Took them to eat some alligator. And it was great getting to know her family. Those folks are as precious as can be. Her husband, Howie, her son, Reed. Beautiful people. Beautiful people. Now, there really wasn't nothing going on in August. It was kind of just a dead month, pretty much. Nothing significant. But in September, we had the ICANN event in New Iberia. And of course, Saddle Up Radio, we took that station and we went broadcast live over there in New Iberia. It's always great to meet those folks. The ICANN people, Jan Harbuck, Mike Holmes, just love those folks. And then I had a trip in September to Micanopy again for the Honkin' Tonkin' Opry with Jace Harrell. Now, this would be the second time I get to go. Every year around September, I get to go and do a Honkin' Tonkin' Opry. I got to tell you, one of my absolute favorite places to be, one of my absolute favorite shows to play. I love Jace Harrell. Love the Jace Harrell Band. Love Micanopy. Love the Triple Cross Cowboy Church. Triple Cross Ranch. They're just wonderful people. Pastor Norm Edwards, was great to see him for a change. He'd been sick, but boy, he was looking good. Sounding good. Just love meeting those folks. Drove about an hour up the road. Got to see John Steed. Had lunch with him. Took my dad again. He drove for me. Because we had to drive. I said, Dad, can you still drive all night? He said, sure. I said, because I need to make a whirlwind trip. We'll go down there and spend the night. But after the show, I need to drive straight back. He said, I can do that. So we got up, the gig was Friday night. The show was Friday night. We got up the Thursday early morning, rolled in. We got there, I guess, to the hotel around 6. Then I went and met Jace to go practice and stuff. But my dad went to bed. And we got up around 9 o'clock, I believe, the next morning. Now, he stayed up from 9 o'clock that morning. He didn't go back to bed. And he drove. What, 10 hours? 10 and a half hours, I believe it was. Drove us straight on home. So we got home at 6:30 in the morning. And my dad is 70 now? No. Yeah. 71, I think. 70, something like that. Anyway, he can still do it. He can still drive. I can't drive at night. My sleep apnea will kick in, and I just can't do it. But he can. It was cool. I'd wake up, and I'd say, "Dad, we're good?" He said, "Yep." I said, "Well, next stop, you want to stop?" I said, "Stop so we can use the restroom. I might need to go or whatever." And I'd wake up, maybe ask a few questions, and I'd go right back to sleep. Talk a little bit, go right back to sleep. Next thing I knew, we were home. So made good time. But I really appreciate my dad being able to drive me and do that. Now, October, we had Oktoberfest. Now, this event was in conjunction with Inspirational Country Music Association. They came down, put this event on with us. This was really a good event, great event. But we had, at the time that we were doing this event, the parish fair was in town, which since we're the seat for the parish, it was going on the same time that our event was going on. Plus, some surrounding towns had some events as well. So we had a lot of different things going on that were competing with our event. Now, Andrew Marshall came down and brought this big stage with the TV screens. I mean, it was first class. Unbelievable representation. Sound was phenomenal. The artist that came was awesome. Let me see if I can give you a rundown here who came. I went ahead and kicked it off. And then Caleb Willis, which was a new guy, he came in, did great. Then Ben Myers. And then we had the Junior Dazzlers dance team fill in, do some of their dances. Jenna Faith, my granddaughter, did a song. She did two songs, actually. One that I wrote, even, along with another one. Brandon Rowell, he brought his band down. Kevin Rowe performed. Matt Foster, Shelley Wilson, James and John, Andrew Marshall, Branded, and Rex Robards. What a great lineup. Now, that was Saturday. The Friday night before, we were in the station, had pizza and snacks and stuff, and then we were just jamming, playing and singing. Any artists that were around, that were coming in, just stayed, played, and had a great time. Really did. And I like times like that. It's always fun. Now, after the fest was over, I had some stuff scheduled. And when I say stuff, I had some heart tests that I had to get run. They had me scheduled for a nuclear stress test. I was having to check my blood pressure. They put me on. They doubled up my blood pressure medication. Put me on some cholesterol medication. And gave me some new blood pressure medicine to go along with the one I was already on. Because I was getting short of breath a couple of times. Like one time, just hauling the groceries in from the car into the house, I got winded. My wife got worried. The other day, another time, I was mowing the grass in the front. and I had to take about, I don't know, 5-6 breaks, huffing and puffing. Of course, I don't think I drank enough water. And it was like 102 degrees outside. So I was probably more dehydrated than anything at the time. But after getting checked out and doing the nuclear stress test and all that, I would be fine. But I would come to realize that stress would cause all of that. The stress of something that had been going on since September 2021. And here we are in October 2022. Now, just at the end of November, God revealed to me exactly what was happening and what I needed to do to get rid of this stress. And I have. And I will talk about that on the next podcast openly. I will. But the 1st of November, I had a trip to Mont Eagle, Tennessee, which was wonderful. Got to go meet Randy Fincham and Steve Robertson. This was our third time doing this. I love being able to go up there. Met some new songwriters. Great songwriters again. This time we didn't have a chance to write together, but it was okay. It was just a great, great time. Always have such fun when I get to spend time with my brothers. Of course, you know Steve does the countdown here at HLE Radio. And Randy Fincham is our publisher here at HLE Radio. So he does our press releases, anything we need written up, he does. Now, as I said at the last of November, God showed me what was causing all the stress. It finally reared its head. And he showed me the battle that I'd been going through. And I'm going to preach on that New Year's Day at my church. I'm going to use myself as the example, among other things. And this will be the first thing that I will preach New Year's Day. But three things God has given me to tell people about this coming year. And it's three things that I'm going to work on myself, that I'm going to continue to do. In the next three episodes after this, we're going to take one for each episode. I got you caught up for the rest of 2022. In the next three episodes, are going to be the three things, well, the next four episodes, because I'm going to tell you what the stressor was in the next episode. I'm going to tell you what that stressor was. I am going to be perfectly honest with you. I am going to rip off the Band-Aid and be brutally honest. Because God showed me something. So the next four podcasts, one is going to be about the stressor. And then the next three after that are going to be about the three things God has given me to tell in the year 2023. There's three things. Yeah, I'm going to preach on, witness on, move on, and do in 2023. Now I'm going to leave it right there. Again, thank you for being you and listening. I mean that. You're the best you there is. And that's the truth. Well, HLE Radio is a nonprofit radio station, 501c3. We do need support. We still need support. You can do that several ways. You can go to our website, hleradio.com, do it through PayPal, you can do it through Cash App, Venmo, mail it in, 410 North Main Street, Jennings, Louisiana, 70546. There's no amount too small. A monthly contribution every month, or one time, however. But we do need your help to continue to stay on the air for the radio station. Consider partnering with us today. And look, you can get a hold of me any kind of way you want. Website, hunterlogan.org. Find me on social media, Hunter Logan. I'm there. Be happy to talk to you, tell you anything you need to know. You got to ask a question. You want to know something, I'll tell you. Hey, until next time, you be blessed. Remember, Duke 28-2.